developments coming out of the National Assembly just yesterday, where we learned that the National Assembly had adopted the Expropriation Bill, a very topical and contentious and emotive and interesting bill that does allow for the expropriation of land without compensation to take place, but under certain circumstances. To help us understand more clearly what all of this means, we're joined by Bulelwa Mabasa, Director and Head of Land Reform Restitution at Worksmen's Attorneys, whom I haven't seen lately. How are you doing?
Oh, it's so great to speak to you, Peter. I'm great. I'm exhausted. I think like most of us in the country.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah, you must really be busy. I'm not bumping into you as much as I used to anymore. But let's discuss what has happened. So your take, first of all, on the stance of National Assembly yesterday to adopt the expropriation bill and give it the green light, and also what your takeaway is from the rejection of the National Assembly to do so by the opposition parties.
Yeah, so I think to remind ourselves where we come from, you will recall that what the process that had started in Parliament was a different process where the EFF tabled the potential amendment to Section 25 of the Constitution because it had argued that this Constitution needs to do away with compensation. And then the ANC supported the motion, but obviously because they've, you know, both the ANC and the EFF have framed their conceptions of how expropriation should happen so differently, it didn't pass. So in other words, it didn't work. Now, the expropriation bill is contemplated as a statute that must happen in terms of the very same constitution that was supposed to be amended. So in other words, where we're sitting right now is that the expropriation bill as it has been proposed is likely to be challenged constitutionally on the basis that if the state wants to expropriate land without any compensation, so for nil compensation, the current constitution does not allow for that. In other words, the current constitution allows the state to expropriate, perhaps at less than market value, but certainly, well, some of us have argued, and you know, that it, certainly the constitution does not contemplate zero compensation. So we're sitting with a situation where this bill there's a great likelihood that it will be challenged in the court. Mm-hmm. And that it is not going to pass constitutional muster, mm-hmm, as it currently is being framed, mm-hmm, at the moment.
So you're saying essentially that despite the National Assembly seemingly thinking that it's taken a step forward and it's taken a step closer to providing certainty, as it does pertain to the expropriation bill, it's essentially, or we have essentially gone nowhere on this matter?
Oh, absolutely. It has been going nowhere slowly. And as you pointed out, as you asked in your first question around, you know, whether the opposition has rightly challenged the validity, or rather the constitutionality of the bill, I think it's important firstly to state that the land reform project in South Africa is not dependent. Its successes or failures are not dependent on this expropriation bill. What do I mean by that? Currently, the state is able to expropriate land and property. It just has to do so in a way that is framed in Section 25(3) of the Constitution. Is there a need to change the bill? Yes, there is, because the bill that we're currently using is a bill that was introduced in 1975, and it didn't have the democratic safeguards, and it was heavily bent towards market value compensation. So yes, there's a need for this bill because we need to streamline expropriation along with the Constitution. So in other words, expropriation, when it happens, does not need to always attract market value. In certain circumstances, it can be less than market. But what this bill does is that it is if the state wants to expropriate land without compensation, unfortunately, it would need to get that amendment in the Constitution. Mm. So this as I said, I think we are going nowhere slowly. And in any event, I do not believe that the expropriation bill on its own is going to be the cure for all the defects with the land reform projects in South Africa.
But what about the implications then on investments? I was speaking with a farmer, a really important farmer the other day who represents an organization that represents a whole lot of farmers, and he was expressing his concerns about the fact that farmers are reluctant to put investments into the agricultural space right now, into land, because they don't know whether they'll still have that land or not, just given the uncertainty around this bill. And I'm just wondering what you think about that. I'm wondering the kind of questions that you've had to answer, perhaps even all day, even as from yesterday when the National Assembly did adopt this stance on the expropriation bill. What do you think the ramifications for investments are going to be as this still hangs in the sky?
I think the public awareness and the public messaging around this is critical. Why I say that is because expropriation as a concept is used worldwide by most countries. In fact, expropriation as a concept comes from Roman Dutch law, which means that all throughout Europe and the Americas, expropriation is used by government to expropriate certain land if it's needed for a public purpose and a public interest. So that cannot dissuade investment. I think investors are knowledgeable and sophisticated enough to understand that economies, along with any economy, there is powers of the state to expropriate. What needs to be ascertained, however, is the issue of compensation. So compensation has always been tied with expropriation. And what the state compensates for, it compensates for the disturbance, the losses of somebody whose land has been expropriated. Now, the need to ascertain and to make clear the message comes from the fact that our constitution in South Africa, unlike many others, and there are some who are similar, says that when it comes to land reform, if you need land for land reform, the state might not give you full market value. And our constitution is unique in that it gives you those factors where on how to reach the kind of compensation you need to get. So any farmer who is on land that is being productive, that is currently being used, that can show that they've also invested on land, would have a right to resist that expropriation, because that would be unconstitutional. The Constitution tells us under what circumstances expropriation might happen, and those circumstances may be less than market value. But the most important key critical issues are the following. The current land has to be in use. You've got to show that you've got, there's been some direct investment that you've made and improvements on the land. You've got to be compensated for that. You've got to be able to show what is the government has to show what is the purpose of the expropriation. If the purpose of the expropriation is against the public interest, or if it's against land reform, a farmer like that would be able to challenge that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important, actually, when we talk about this expropriation, to clarify those concepts, that anyone whose land is in usage, it has a productive use, and it is where there are people who are employed on the land and so forth.
Okay.
Those are cases where expropriation would not be possible. So there's no need for farmers with productive land who are employing people who have invested heavily on their land to worry about expropriation, because that is not what expropriation for land reform purposes is designed for.
Okay. I think we're going to have a lot more opportunity to talk about these matters and clarify them a lot further, just given your expectation that despite the adoption by National Assembly, this expropriation bill does not meet constitutional muster, and it's likely to hit a brick wall when we get there. And I'll see you there and speak to you about it when we get there. Bulelwa, thanks so much for your time this evening, however. Ms. Mabasa, the Director and Head of Land Reform Restitution at Worksmen's Attorney.